I'm joined by Gravois Mills, Missouri Sprint Car driver Ayrton Denton. And Ayrton, can you start off by telling the listeners how old you are and how long you've been involved in racing?
20 years old, and I started racing go-karts when I was 5, and then I moved into micro sprints at 11. And then this will be my 4th year in the sprint cars.
All right, and talk about some of the notable accomplishments and wins you've gotten in your career in racing.
Yeah, in the go-karts, we've gotten some pretty big wins there. And then we moved into micros, and we had a 3rd place in Power Eye points in 2015. We've won the High Banks Hustle preliminary night. We've won the Tulsa Shootout. And then this more recently, I've had a few sprint car wins. And one notable one is over Austin McCarl over at the Randolph County Raceway.
I know racing is something that runs deep in your family. Talk about the tradition and the history of the Denton name and racing and how special it is to carry on that tradition.
Yeah, my grandpa Gene was a legendary midget driver and car builder in Kansas City. And, you know, he's inducted into, I think, 4 or 5 Hall of Fame. So, you know, obviously it's pretty cool to have his last name and then race under the family tree there, and then have my dad too, Steve, who did a lot in racing as well, in the wing sprint car stuff, and both of them have a USAC midget win, which is pretty cool.
And it's been a season to remember for you and your team thus far that includes some head-turning runs with the World of Outlaws and also a couple trips to Victory Lane and 360s at Moberly, like you mentioned, the one over Austin McCarl. Talk about those races and some of the other strong runs you've had this year.
Yeah, you know, whenever you first move into 410s, which is kind of like what we've done this season, we really haven't ran many 410 shows, so our goal was just to try and make outlaw shows. And you know, we made both of them at the Lake Ozark Speedway earlier this season in May, and then we ran pretty strong there. Then we went to Hobsot, Indiana, and we made both the outlaw shows there. So we had some pretty good momentum going, and then we went over to Burlington, Iowa with the outlaws, and we were running for a top 10 spot there, which is really good against those guys. And then at Terre Haute, we we're really rolling, and we're inside the top 5, and I thought we had a car to, you know, get up there and run inside the top 3, and with those guys, it's pretty hard to do. So we went for it, and we got in a wreck there, but it's all right. We got it all fixed, put back together. But then, you know, we got the 2 wins in the 360, both at Moberly this season, and then in the 360 stuff, we've only had 1 race outside the top 10 all season, and that was up at Knoxville with over 50 cars, and we were having motor issues too, and we still ended up running 17th, so it wasn't a bad night, even with our issues. So we've been pretty consistent in the 360 deal, and we're just trying to get the 410 deal a little tuned in, but, it's tough and it's fun, and it's going to be a challenge going into the 410 stuff.
And you mentioned Knoxville. Tomorrow will mark the start of the 30th annual 360 Nationals. And how exciting is it to be in the event that's probably arguably the biggest 360 event in the country right now?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. Last year we had a really good run there. We ended up going 8th quick on our prelim night out of 54 cars or 56 cars. And, that was only my 2nd trip to Knoxville when we did that. So we got a little better engine now, a newer car, and we've got some more intel on our setup stuff. So I think we will have a really good chance at, you know, not only making the prelim show like we did last year, but possibly getting inside the big show on Saturday.
As you enter your qualifying night, come off a 7th place finish, I believe, last weekend at Knoxville, so that's really got to boost your confidence for this weekend.
Yeah, it does. And, a 7th place finish there is almost like running, you know, really first anywhere else in the country. You know, really the guys who outran us, 4 of those guys were 410 regulars, and it's pretty impressive to even race with those guys, I think. And, you know, I think we got a really fast car and a fast team. And, you know, going beat them, we go 2nd quick in our group over there the other week, too, is pretty good. So, you know, we went out late and we were 2nd quick in our group. And I think we're 4th or 5th overall. So, you know, we got the speed there in qualifying, and we were able to, you know, run us at the top 10 in the feature. So we got some speed there, too. So I think if we fine tune the car a little bit, we can have a really good night over there tomorrow night.
And it sounds like the season's going to continue to be busy for you guys with a lot of racing beyond the 360 Nationals. What are your plans for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we are going to finish. We're going to run 8 races in 10 days this coming week. We'll be racing the 360 Nationals, the Front Row, and the Ultimate Challenge. Then we'll be at the Lakeside Race in Kansas City with the ASCS Sprint Week. And then we'll finish off this weekend with the 410 deal at Knoxville, the one and only. And then after that, we're going to finish off the season racing for the ASCS Warrior region points. And then we're going to maybe try and hit the Pennsylvania swing with the World of Outlaws in the end of September through the middle of October.
All right, and final question for you. What are your goals or expectations for your career in sprint car racing?
Yeah, obviously, you know, your goals and expectations is to become a professional sprint car driver and make a living doing it, whether it's, you know, 360, 410, both, or, you know, just doing the full outlaw thing. But, you know, my goal is to my goal has always been in my life since I was a little kid to just become a World of Outlaw champion. So hopefully one day we can fulfill the goal of becoming a World of Outlaw champion and getting some World of Outlaw wins.
All right, well, I look forward to talking racing with you in the near future and wish you the best of luck at Knoxville this week and beyond.
Awesome. Thank you.